Okay, good morning, everyone. So I have a question. What's special about today? It's the first Sunday of Advent. That's right. But there's something else that's special about today for Joyce and I, especially. Our youngest granddaughter is getting baptized. And we're pretty excited about that. But I'll tell you, say a little bit more about that in a minute. But first of all, Lord Jesus, we want to honor you today. And we ask you to be here and show yourself to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So some of you know that it's just approximately a year ago, our granddaughter and her dad were in a serious car accident that could have taken her life. Like, she broke her orbital bone over her left eye was broken in three places. That's really close to the temple, by the way. And she was in it was a very serious accident. And we were very concerned about that. She did recover, and somewhere in the process, I think she started to look at life in a different way. I mean, she literally faced death, right? As a 12-year-old girl. And I just say she met the Lord. And so I tie that to today's theme is hope for Advent. And I just see that whole journey as hope in the face of tragedy. What could have been really tragic has turned out just as a delight. And so from a grandfather's point of view, it's pretty special. So today is extra special because of that. So Lord bless Abby as she just continues on this journey. We are so proud of you. And then now back to our theme for the day. So we want to just focus the next couple Sundays on Christmas related things. And I thought it might be interesting just to look back briefly at the history of celebrating Christmas. Because if you look through the New Testament, you won't find any reference to Christmas or celebrating Christmas. It was not part of their celebration. Maybe it was a cultural thing, but there's no evidence they paid any attention to Jesus' birthday. And yet, the truth of the incarnation was core to everything they preached about Jesus. The fact that he became a human, God became a human. So that's what we celebrate at Christmas, right, is the incarnation. And maybe I'd define that just a little bit more. Did I? Incarnation is a big word, and you won't even find that word in the New Testament, but it does summarize what happened when God took on a human form and came to live on earth. That's what we mean by incarnation. God became a human in the form of Jesus and came to earth. And the wonder and the mystery of this is really amazing. You stop and think about God becoming a human and coming to live on earth. I mean, that is just so amazing. One of the biggest events ever in the cosmos, I would say. And so that's what we are focusing on, want to celebrate as we approach Christmas and think about Advent. So it wasn't until the 4th century or so AD that they started celebrating Christmas. So at that time, the empire and the church were synonymous, right? Constantine had become a Christian and made all the people in the Roman Empire Christians, whether they wanted to be or not. And so it probably has roots in a pagan holiday around the winter solstice, but they combined it, or let's say redeemed it, to be celebration of Jesus. So my dad used to make a big deal about that. He didn't want anything to do with, you know, the pagan roots of Christmas. So he made sure we didn't believe in Santa Claus, or we didn't even have a Christmas tree, because he felt that was connecting to some pagan holiday. So there has been that over the years, but I think what we want to do as believers, what I want to do, is redeem that. And even when you look at the way Christmas is celebrated today, there's a lot of things that really distract or confuse the whole meaning of Jesus becoming a person and living on earth, right? There's so many other things that could distract us. So rather than being mad about that or keep Christ in Christmas kind of thing, let's just do that. Let's live it out. Let's focus on and honor and celebrate what it means that Jesus came to live on earth. So a part of that, a part of our celebrating Christmas is celebrating Advent. So Joyce is going to come and we're going to share a little bit about our own history of Advent. Oh, wait a minute. I was going to read this first. I said that the early church didn't celebrate Christmas, but the incarnation was just a core part of their belief and proclamation of the gospel. And one of the best summaries of that is in John 1. So let's just, I just want to read that before we continue on our... In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And skipping down to verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Speaking of Jesus, of course. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. A poetic and super deep expression of what it meant for Jesus to come to earth from his place of being creator, one with God, to becoming human on earth. So Joyce and I both grew up in families and churches that didn't celebrate Advent as such, but when we were exposed to it, it made an impact on us. And so Joyce, do you remember our first exposure to celebrating Advent? Oh, I'll give you a, let me give her a mic.
Our first exposure actually to celebrating Advent was when we lived in Calgary in the mid to late 70s. I forget when that was exactly. We were part of the Foothills Mennonite Church, and they celebrated Advent. And we liked that. And ever since then, as a family, even in our own home, we have celebrated Advent.
Sure. Maybe you should, okay, tell them about our, we have the our little Advent wreath here. You want to tell them?
I'll bring a little bit more about, focusing, what Advent is for me is to bring a focus to the celebration of Jesus' birth. And it also helps us look forward actually, with expectation and waiting. So if you think about the Old Testament prophets who foretold Jesus' coming, the coming of the Messiah, they had a long wait. It was a long wait. And that, you know, that having that expectation of his coming as an Old Testament prophet and being brave enough to actually have it recorded and to speak about it in that time, I think took a lot of courage for prophetic, for a prophet. And so when we have those passages that we read about in some of the Old Testament books, we realize, you know what, this is not just a static thing. This is God at work, God revealing himself in history. And it helps to bring a focus to the celebration of Jesus' birth. Helps us to look forward with expectation and waiting, like the old prophets, Old Testament prophets did. But also for Mary and for Joseph, think about, I mean, everyone who has birthed a baby knows that there is a time of waiting and development, and there is a right time, right? And I think that's very human, but it was very human, and it is very human.
Okay. So when we, shortly after living in Calgary, we moved up north, lived near Fairview on a little homestead, and so we wanted to have a Advent wreath. So I went out, cut down a tree, sliced off a slab. This is like 40 years ago. This slab comes from 40 years ago. The rest of the tree went for firewood, by the way, but we use this, and we've been taking it around with us wherever we go, and our family has celebrated Advent. So what we would do is light the first candle on the first Sunday of Advent.
And which is the candle of hope.
Hope, as Shannon will be referring to later, too, as well. So that's the history of that and how we've just grown to really appreciate what that means. And so the idea of celebrating Advent comes out of more your liturgical churches. And some of us have come out of that and find it somewhat empty. But if you look back, there's really a lot of depth in the liturgy of some of those churches. And I'm thinking of a friend of mine who grew up as a son of an Anglican priest, and he listened to the liturgies all his life and never meant a thing. But when he met the Lord and experienced the Holy Spirit, one day he came to me and he said, "Wow, there's a lot of meaning in those old readings that we used to do and whatnot." So to me, I don't hesitate to combine just the depth and thoughtfulness that goes into liturgies or things like Advent and combine it with spontaneity of work of the Holy Spirit. The two are not inseparable. We're going to bring them together and use the Advent calendar to just deepen and help us lead us into what Joyce is describing, anticipating Christmas and recognizing the coming of Jesus and all that.
So what does it mean to focus on, like today's theme of hope? So today, this week, you know, the call to focus on hope is there, and Shannon's sermon will help us with that. And the other three that go through with Advent is, what is the meaning regarding peace? And then love, and then joy for us individually and for us as a worshiping community. What do those concepts mean to you, and how can we focus on them, you know, sharing sharing these concepts of hope and of peace and of love and joy, and I just think it's a challenge to all of us.
So one more thing, a song that came to Joyce's mind that connects with this is an old hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Now, I was going to get her to sing it for you. You want to sing it?
No. I would, but my throat is just not there, so we can.
Well, you would help her, right?
Let's speak it together.
The rest of you would help her sing it?
Let's speak it together.
You know that song?
Let's speak it together, okay? Let's go. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee.
Okay, thanks, Joyce. Your story. Now, after that, are you inspired to share something from your own journey? Why do you celebrate Christmas? And I'm going to just give opportunity for people to share, if you will. Shannon's got the mic. Why do you celebrate Christmas? Or what difference had it made in your life compared to how you celebrated before and how you celebrate now? Somebody want to share something about that, why you celebrate Christmas? Or is there a memory or a tradition that's special to you?
I was raised in a Christian home, so I knew what Christmas was all about, and I knew that why he came, Jesus came to the earth. And so Christmases have always been very special to me from little. Mind you, you think about the presents when you're little. But more so now, it's more of a deeper relationship with the Lord. If it wasn't for him, why would we celebrate Christmas? If it wasn't for him, why would we even come to church? If it wasn't for him, why would we love? Why would we have hope? Why would we have peace? It's because of him. And so I like the idea of having your tree up all year round, because it reminds you of what he did. Not that I will have it up all year round, but it's a good memory that, you know, of what he did and what he went through to come. And the intent was at the very beginning. Like, as soon as, it says in Genesis that he intended on coming. You know, and so just the thought of him 6,000 years before he knew he was going to come. And it's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing.
Thanks, Liz. Okay, someone else?
I'm like Liz. I was raised in a Christian home, so the Christmas tree always meant the birth of Jesus. But I don't know why this year, more than the past years, but I've been noticing on advertisements on the TV, while we're celebrating the holidays, or let's celebrate the holidays this way or that way, celebrating the holidays. What holiday, buddy? Like, I believe in Jesus, so there's two days set aside as holidays for Christians, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Okay, that's 2 days out of the year. I think there's some kind of Jewish celebration mixed in there somewhere. Have we got Hanukkah? Okay, we haven't got to that part yet. That's coming in a couple weeks maybe. They celebrate 1 day or something, 1 week or something, so maybe that's a holiday for them, but I don't know, it just started to bug me that you got to be politically correct and say, let's celebrate the holidays to include everybody. Well, wait a minute. When it's my birthday, who had a birthday? We just talked about that, but I guess not. We celebrate Linda's birthday on the 15th of May. Well, what about all those other people in the world that were born on the 15th of May? Shouldn't we celebrate their birthdays too? Well, maybe if you want to, but I'm going to celebrate my wife's birthday, make that one special. So is that kind of a similarity? I don't care about calling it a season of holidays or celebrating the holidays. I'm going to celebrate Christmas. If other people don't like that, oh well, don't come to the birthday party then. Don't expect cake. Okay. So anyway, yeah. That was just my take on Christmas this year. For some reason, started to bug me.
Okay, that's good. Thanks. Okay, next. Oh, Elaine has something where she wants to add.
Oh, I got Doris first. How about I get Doris?
Because I was born on Boxing Day, I always felt kind of gypped. I didn't have a birthday party. I had to celebrate with my brother on New Year's Day. But as I got older and I realized the true meaning of Christmas, I just would rather celebrate Jesus' birthday. So often when I was home alone, I would just make a birthday cake for Jesus. And then I'd eat it on Boxing Day. I didn't even invite people. Growing up, Mom always had turkey dinner on Boxing Day and invite family, just so we had people around. But then my grandmother died on my 13th birthday, and that sort of put a kink in the works. But my cousins were there. And by evening, they had me convinced that Grandma was with Jesus, and we should be happy for her, and she was. She was a beautiful Christian lady. And so I learned to celebrate Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and we didn't have Santa Claus ever when I was growing up. And so I didn't push it with my kids either. And I still don't have Santa Claus at my house. But of course, many people do. But my main focus is just celebrating Jesus at Christmas.
Awesome. Thank you, Tom.
I think now it's all focused on what I can get on Black Friday. Have you noticed that Black Friday is now 3 weeks long? Let's commercialize, stuff that Christmas tree. Because that's the only way that our kids will love us. Let's remove all that junk from under the Christmas tree and be together. I think that's what's good.
Anybody else?
Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, I remember when I was young, we had a huge family and very small houses. And we would all pack ourselves into one room because all of the food would literally take up the other room. It was an abundance. But you know, there was no place in there for Jesus. Because most of my relatives were unsaved. I had a couple aunts that attended church fairly often. But other than that, there was no place for Jesus in there. And I remember how refreshing it was to withdraw from that atmosphere and get back to celebrating Christmas with our immediate family and with our church family, where Jesus was a center. He was a center of what Christmas really means.
Amen.
I don't really have something to say about Christmas, but I had a challenge come to us, and I read a scripture this morning, and it says, go out and bear more fruit. So we talk about getting together with our families and that, how Christ isn't the center, but he just spoke to me and said, I am the center because I created your family. So now when you go to Christmas with your family, you speak my name. So how we say, like, there's no room for God. Well, make room. Do it. Speak to your family. Save them. There's a reason why he said, here is my branches. Now go and multiply and share my name. He didn't design us to be by ourselves. And I love you for celebrating by yourself, but that's not our purpose. So our purpose is to reach those family members that are unsaved and to say, this is Christmas. This is what it's about. On my mom's side, they bake a cake, and we sing happy birthday with all the little kids to Jesus. It's those little moments. Santa comes to our house, but God also lives in our house, and God is the reason for Christmas. So I just want to encourage us that we all struggle with our family, and we all have differences, but God has given you a heart of gold to go show his love to your family.
Good.
I grew up in a household that believed there was a God, and I'm going to say, and my grandfather was a very devout believer, born again believer in Jesus. He didn't give his heart to the Lord till he was older, and he always prayed for us. Again, our Christmas was all about the gifts and the family and the meal and whatever and all the exciting things. But, you know, here I stand today as a believer. Not because we got all that, but because I had a grandpa who shared the truth of Jesus to our family, like Krista said. And he forced us to take the time to make Jesus the center. Let's pray for the meal. Let's thank Jesus. And he talked about it. Anyhow.
I met Jesus when I was 14. Up until that time, he didn't exist in our house. Except for when they thought my father was using his name in vain. He was an alcoholic. Actually, my mom started going to church in the search for something she could believe in that would give her peace. And Jesus gave her peace and gave her something to believe in. I saw the change it made in her. And made me believe that he was real. I accepted him when I was 14.
Honoring Jesus in that way, for sure. Okay, I'm just going to end with this thought challenge for me. I mean, I enjoy digging into, you know, the meaning of incarnation and understanding, try to visualize what that means. But I was challenged this week. I don't want to just make this, you know, some kind of cerebral thing to understand, but I want to experience the presence of Jesus this Christmas. That's my prayer. Bless you.